Hi, everybody. Welcome to Keith and the Girl.
Hello.
We recorded a show earlier, and we had on Patrice, we had on Danny Hatch, and it was going great, and all of a sudden our Macintosh crashes, we lose the show. It makes that sound. Shit. And the computer's back. I'm all ready. How can I help you? I'm like, oh, I need that show I recorded. No. I don't have the show you want. Okay? Press okay. Or throw your computer out the window. Those are your choices.
When something like that happens, don't you look around for, is there another option other than okay? It should actually be not okay, but I'll press this anyway.
Yeah. Right. Just know I'm not pleased.
Right.
Button.
Know that it's not okay.
So we lost the show, and we thought there was something about it that was unique and fun, especially in talking to Danny. So I ended up throwing out a Twitter. If anybody happened to record the show, let us know. And somebody did. My new best buddy, Dan Lawrence, says, I record these shows live whenever you do them. And he has a feed that, like, as soon as I go live, his computer, I don't know how he does this, automatically catches it and records it.
That's insane, because he probably has our stupid mic checks, and which sometimes are fun also, so I'm wondering if he's compiling. See, now I start going back, like, what did I ever say in a mic check?
Right.
He's got it all recorded. Is he compiling our stupid shit that we say on mic checks?
So he has it. He sent it to me. You know, thank goodness. He wrote me, I saw Keith's tweet some time ago saying the show didn't record. Here's my automatic feed. Check it out. Love the show. Happy 7th year of Keith and the Girl, Dan. And that's fantastic. So it was a little buzzy the way the computer recorded it. I sent it to Tech Andrew. You'll hear the sound isn't as good as you usually get to hear it, but he did some amazing work on it. Thank you very much. And I believe it's listenable. Because I really wasn't sure. I only like to give you guys the cream of the crop.
I also believe that these two new guys are now going to be standing with you at the altar.
Yeah.
As your best men.
Yeah. Hey, baby, two best men I'm having.
Step up your game.
That's right. So we'll show that to you. And then at the end of the show, you know, we have more yapping to do. Coors Light is coming out with an iced tea.
That has alcohol in it?
Of course it has alcohol in it. That's the point. And I always, I'm like, I love iced tea. I think everybody can agree. What's the big problem with iced tea? It doesn't get you fucked up. And now you have that. Molson Coors Brewing will introduce a new iced tea flavored beer next month that will be caffeine free and 4% alcohol by volume. Canada will be the first to serve this beer. They're the testing grounds. We won't have it yet, and we'll see how they take it. They're like our test subjects.
Yeah, but they're going to be so nice about it. Who's going to know?
Right. You'll think it's good. How did this pass? Oh, we gave it to the nicest people in the world, and they had nothing bad to say. So there you have it.
Ooh, we should test everything through Canada. Hey, Canadians, how do you like this? Thumbs up? All right, now we'll write thumbs up on our bio.
Right, Canada says the best.
And now here's the show we recorded earlier. Hey, all you assholes, come and listen to us.
Hello, bitches. I'm kidding, of course. Today is International Women's Day. I would never say that. Are you kidding me? International Women's Day, originally called International Working Women's Day, is marked on March 8th every year. Welcome, everybody, to Keith and the Girl. Patrice is here with us today.
Of course, it's Working Women's Day. Why wouldn't I be here?
Danny Hatch is with us today.
Of course, it's Working Women's Day.
How are you ladies doing?
Good.
And Kenta, of course, is with us today.
Hey, what's up?
In different regions, the focus of the celebrations range from general celebration of respect, appreciation, and love towards women to a celebration of women's economic, political, and social achievements. Started as a socialist political event, the holiday blended in the culture of many countries, primarily Eastern Europe, Russia, and the former Soviet bloc.
Damn, I should have made you make lunch for us today, Keith.
I know. That's why don't tell these women until the end of the day.
And then congratulate them.
Yeah, it's a fun Women's Day today. It was what? In many regions, the day lost its political flavor, of course, because no one knows what's going on, and became simply an occasion for men to express their love for women in a way somewhat similar to a mixture of Mother's Day and Valentine's Day, because that wasn't stressful enough. In other regions, however, the original political and human rights theme designated by the UN, Run Strong in Political and Social Awareness of the Struggles of Women Worldwide, are brought out and examined in a hopeful manner. So there you have it. Congratulations, ladies, and a big how do you do to Patrice, and a big how do you do to Henda.
Thank you. It's so special to get a how do you do.
And didn't know I was going to get that when I woke up this morning.
You don't get that
No clue.
Yeah.
But are you doing something special today, Patrice, for a Women's Day?
I'm going to go have drinks with Cole, and she's a woman.
There you go.
There you go. There you go. Drinking.
You guys are going to swap eggs, whatever you ladies do when you're out. And I think you'll have a fun time. Denny Hatch is here, and we're starting a segment. We have a Tumblr, and on that Tumblr, we're going to have Ask an Intern. And Denny Hatch is the only one we trust with this.
How many interns do you have total?
Three or four, depending on the day.
Okay.
And so you will ask questions on the Tumblr, officialktg.tumblr.com. You know how to spell Tumblr. And you'll rate your questions, and Danny will answer them. But we don't know for sure, is Danny... Can we even trust Danny to do it? So we're going to test them today, and you'll write in your questions, and we will see how Danny would answer them with our supervision, okay? For example, I'll give you one, and then we'll get back to this. First of all, here's somebody, and he writes, be honest, which guests of Keith and the Girl are total dickheads? And how would you respond, Danny?
Oh, well, since I've been here, and this isn't just like a PR answer, every guest I've talked to has been super nice, super welcoming, so no dickheads.
Okay, there's a follow-up just now he's writing. And right now, I imagine he's writing, come on, Danny, don't be a douche. Tell me who's the big dickhead.
The big dickhead is me.
I like this answer so far. And I Keith. Like it.
Who's the second place dickhead?
The second place dickhead? Send. Probably Keith.
Okay. Now, I'm glad we had this test. I'm glad we had this test. I saw some questions on Tumblr. It's like, how big is your dick? What am I seeing on there?
Yeah.
That was my girlfriend.
Look at this.
She now, don't know by now.
Right. Yeah. You know what? Today, it's Women's Day. Show her.
Okay.
Let her know.
How come Keith and the Girl fans know how big your dick is, but your girlfriend doesn't?
How long have you been with this girlfriend?
2 years, 3 months.
Now, a couple days ago, you came in and you went, this morning, me and my girlfriend broke up.
Yes.
What's happening? Where's she live?
She, I guess, full-time lives in Oklahoma, where I'm from. She's going to school right now in Missouri.
Okay, and you were from Oklahoma.
I'm from Oklahoma.
To New York to start a stand-up career?
Yes.
Or just a new life and you don't know?
Both. A mix of both, but, you know, wanting to get into stand-up. But
are you trying to keep that relationship with you and your girlfriend?
Yes, yeah.
What's the end game for that? Do you guys have plans to live in the same state at some point?
Yeah, at some point, but, I mean, we're both so young and, you know.
How old are you again?
I'm 20.
How old is she?
Yeah, I know. She's also 20. Okay. So. See, Patrice knows we're young. It's stupid to make long-term plans, like, so far ahead, but...
Is that why you're laughing, like, 20?
No, I just haven't heard anybody say they were 20 in a really long time.
So what happened that she said, you know, we should break up? What was that about?
This was really out of the blue. She called me at, like, 9 in the morning, and I was like, what's up?
I need to know within 5 minutes.
Now.
No. I was thinking like maybe she like butt dialed me or something, because normally she doesn't call me at 9 in the morning.
Right.
And she just says like, I want to break up.
Right.
And I was like, huh?
Do me a favor, pass that to Danny. Drink some of that water, Danny.
I was thinking that myself.
Sorry.
That's okay. You're very excited.
Wait, so are we, and I know that he's going to explain this in a second, are we 9 in the morning? That's when she broke up with him? That is not a breaking up time.
Right.
Mm-mm. I don't know.
I'm not even cognitive. Yeah. Like, I'm figuring out the ratio on coffee. Like,
yeah, you haven't picked the schmutz out your
eye
yet.
Yeah, no.
No, but in all fairness, I mean, it was a day I was coming to intern, and those days I have to leave the house by like 10:30.
So she wanted to make sure it was first
to get here
on
by
clock.
Noon. So I was.
You in the evening.
I was awake.
Okay, so you're awake and you get this call. Why did you guys break up?
Well, she told me, and this is very honest and frank, and I haven't really told anyone this. She said I wasn't making her happy anymore, and that she felt like I wasn't treating her like I was in love with her, like I wasn't like loving her.
Okay. You're not the smushiest guy in the world. You're very low energy. Do you think she had a point?
Yes and no. I think for sure it's a different relationship than when it started, when we were both smushy. But I also, it did kind of blindside me.
Well, how smushy can you be in another state? You know?
Well, no, I mean, when we started dating 2 years ago, right. When we were together, you know. But yeah, obviously it changes, and being away from each other is hard, and you forget about the intimacy, like physical and emotional, when you're so far apart. And you're just relying on, like, I mean, you know what it's like with Kat.
Right.
So, you know.
Yeah, but I feel like, Keith, you were smushy the whole time.
I don't know. I mean,
It's not like I was cold to her. Like, I mean... I didn't feel like anything was really different.
How often would you talk?
Oh, every day.
Every day, okay.
Yeah, without
so more... what does she want? So well, she says, I mean, what else are you going to do, honestly?
She loves me, and I love her, and
right.
She wasn't feeling as loved as she did.
Do you think she had a point?
Yeah.
What did she say? Like, what? Hey, you know what? We used to do this long distance. Now we're not anymore. Did something like that happen? What could have possibly
happened? No, just like she said, she felt like my heart wasn't as in it.
Okay, so now you she called you a couple days later at 9 a.m. and she's ready to get back together?
No. Well, we've been talking about it. It was, and we were both like, this is really hard. Maybe we acted rashly, and I think we can hold on.
Who tried to get back together? Who pushed it?
I think I probably did.
You did. Do you know that this Keith and the Girl week is coming up from April 12th and April 15th? Okay.
Yes.
Don't get back together during that time. You let her have her experimenting, and you go, you know what? I'm going to experiment too. April 16th, 9 a.m., give her a call.
Girl. Okay.
And you go, I've thought about it. You're right.
Okay.
I'm back.
There's a flow chart. I've seen it. It's terrible.
So she goes, okay, we're back together. Right? She says, okay, we're back together, but you have to do what? What do you have to do on your part?
She just wants me to feel like she wants me to act more into it, which honestly, I don't.
You don't know what to do.
Right, because, and I feel like I'm shitting all over her, which is not a good step, and I'm not trying. I mean, you know.
You want to know. You want to know what
to
do.
I want to know. I really didn't feel, I felt blindsided by it.
Right.
Which is why, and it took a couple of days to really kick in. And at first I was like, okay, I'll be single. This is fine. This is exciting.
Right.
I can get back in shape.
Wait a minute. So you think breaking up with someone should put you back in shape? You mean physically?
Yeah, he means physically.
So be a...
I like that. Physically. No, he's going to start doing tic-tac-toe and get real sharp. He's going to kick his ass at fucking Scrabble. Watch. You break up with me. 32-point word.
It was a joke.
So, okay. But I was going to ask you, do you think you could be a schlub when you're with someone?
No, I don't think that's yeah.
How long have you been here?
2 months.
Are you talking to her? I know you're talking to her every day, but are those conversations shorter and less content than when you first moved here and you didn't know anybody?
No, I don't think they are.
Okay. Because I know sometimes when you're new to someplace, you still have that attachment to what you were living in or experiencing before. And now, oh, I got to go, girl. I got to go hang out with this new person I know that you've never met while you're back home, which, you know, my assumption of the middle, you know, she's getting corn or whatever. And oh, you're here with all the electricity and whatnot. But I'm totally kidding. But that might put a distance, you know, between the couple once you get the bicycle going to make the phone call. And then you don't talk to her as long as you used to.
So, but you don't know what you're supposed to do to get to be closer.
No, not really.
I understand.
Yeah,
I really do. I wouldn't know what to do. I'm talking to you every day. Other than sending her cookies, what can you do?
Well, I could write her letters more.
On paper?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, that's a way of showing.
Wait a minute.
It's showing where you know the post office is.
Are you texting her things throughout the day?
Oh, yeah. Okay. We're texting and we're calling and, yeah.
Okay, so then I don't know what else there
is. Right. Is she sending you letters?
Sometimes, yeah.
I mean, does she think it's International Women's
Year? Well,
let's be... It's not. It's a day.
I feel like this is becoming an attack on her.
No.
No, okay. I actually think it's more of a feeling. Like, they're probably going through the motions when they call. Like, what'd you do today? What'd you do today?
Sure.
What'd you eat today? What'd you eat today? And it's not like, well, I get to talk to you now. Like, yay,
yeah.
How's you?
As opposed to having more of the same shared experiences. Does she have, like, a really big friend group at home, or were you guys primarily the people that hung out together?
We were primarily the
people. That's probably what it is.
Sure.
Oh, Biffle's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem fair. I need you to show me more. Like, what do you want?
Start singing Boys to Men.
It's a feeling, and I think the feeling was lost, and I think that's fair.
Who needs her, Danny?
I'm really happy with her. She gets me.
Very good answer. See?
No, I wasn't saying that to be.
Don't mind these vagina blockers. Please. I was trying to hook you up here.
Okay, we have more questions from the Tumblr.
All right.
What does it take to be a KTG intern, someone asks. A lot of anonymous questions here.
MetroCard.
Well, it takes for sure.
That's my answer for everything.
It takes a drive to want to get that started. I think we remember I was really overeager to get started.
Don't be so PC. Talk like you.
You have to be tough.
Why? Why do you have to be tough?
I mean, you guys are a frank show, and you guys will shit on people. I'm not saying you've shat on me so much, but, you know.
But we have. Is it scary?
Not anymore, no.
No?
And is it, I think of you two as friends, is that Am I right in that assumption?
Yeah.
Okay, here's another question. Who's better, Keith or Chemda?
In what regard?
Human beings. I assume they mean.
Chemda?
Fanny. Sold! He is now going to answer all the intern questions on our Tumblr.
All he needs is answer to pass.
They're both great. Chemda is greater.
See?
Keith is greatest. I'm in a hole. I can't dig out of.
He's just going to answer with a. He's going to answer the question with a question.
Who would you rather hang out and party with?
Keith.
Yeah, I would assume so.
I knew that. Yeah, what's funny is this is what happens, okay? So I know why he initially said me, because I make sure that the interns aren't feeling awkward, mm-hmm. because I right. know how intimidating it might be to walk into a room where everyone's just doing their thing and they're new to the spot. Keith will be completely stoic, start to finish.
He's Mr. Wilson. He'll just sit there and stare at the computer.
Yeah, and so he's so intimidating that it's probably more comfortable to talk to me about things. Right. But then Keith tosses a word to an intern or someone in the room, mostly the intern, and the intern will be like, Keith, just talk to me. And they'll savor that. It's like if it was Twitter, they favorite the tweet.
And mentally, they favorite whatever he said. It could be like, do you have to pee?
Yeah, totally. Oh, he cares about me. And what I want to do is change my whole existence to be more like Keith, because then everything I did up to that point was like, oh, well, you know, Hunter's just a nice person anyway. She's just going to be like that. But Keith just said something, and I'm like, damn, it all just takes away all of my efforts.
Can I say, though, you've been, like, genuinely warm and, like, open and welcoming, and that's meant a lot to me. So okay. Not to, like, brush what you do under the rug. It's
but
certainly...
you know what I'm talking about, right?
No, yeah, I do. Yeah, Keith yeah. is
You're not warm, Keith.
Right. Keith is like a father's love. And
oh God.
When he says that I love you once every 4 or 5 years, you grab onto it.
Keith, what do you think of people looking at you that way?
First of all, it's good to see you, buddy.
Favorite.
He talked to me. As for how do I feel about it? I don't know. I can't like, you know, we've talked about this when we write back to listeners' emails, and I answer their question, and, you know, thanks for writing. Chemda starts with, how was your Easter? Are you religious? Has nothing to do with the letters. So you just spend time with family. Nice weather we're having. I'm not sure in Bangladesh. I know nothing about it. Let me go look that up, and I'll come back to you. And then the person, if it's the same person that I write him a letter, and then time went by, Chemda writes him a letter, I look like an asshole, but my letter was just fine. If anything, Chemda was wasting your time.
With her pleasantries.
Yeah. Wow, Keith sure is to the point. I was answering your question. I said thank you.
Let's do one more. On the Tumblr, who freaks out more, Keith or Chemda? I think this is a tough one.
I really haven't seen either of you freak out.
Okay.
I don't think. I mean, you spilled soup one time, and that was all to do.
He's looking at Keith.
Yes.
For Keith. The record.
And what did I do?
It was just a to-do.
So Three Stooges, you spilled soup.
I think.
What was the weather that day?
It was a dark day. It was gray, chilly.
Oh, God.
Well, I just feel like we freak out in different ways. Like, Keith will suddenly have an outburst of, fuck! Right. And then, like, those who have been around for a long time.
I'm so accustomed to this.
Whatever. We're just going about our business. I think it's really cute when Kat was visiting the studio a bunch of days. And so he'd go, fuck. And she'd go, what is it? And we're all like, whatever.
He's talking to himself.
And he doesn't answer right away. So it really freaks out the new person. Right. And then she's like, sweetheart, what is it? And I'm like, I just want to chime in. But I'm like, don't get in the middle of their relationship. Mm-hmm. But I just want to chime in and be like, he's just going to be doing that.
I'll be on my phone. I'll be playing a game. And I'll lose. And I'll go, God damn it. Not even more than that. But then there's my fiance. What is it? What's wrong? I'm like, nothing. I lost in a game. Well, don't do that. And then I'm thinking, like, well, what could it be? I was playing a game, and then, God damn it.
No. Keith, just so you know, you're the wrong one. And all she's right. actually a normal human being mm-hmm. responding normally as human beings do. You're cray-cray.
Because it's not an indoor fuck. It's a loud yes. booming. Yes. Like, you turn around, and you, like, grip whatever you're holding so yes. you don't drop it. Fuck.
Yes. You are very alarming sometimes. Now, I...
That's when there's something big, not when I lose a game of Angry Birds.
No. It doesn't have to be big. No.
Keith.
Yeah.
These chicks.
Right? You know what? Let's give them half a day. Great gentlemen.
But I was wondering.
Couple hours.
I was wondering if Danny would pick up on when I get frustrated, I'm just short. I'm shorter. You know, I'm just like, I don't know. I can't answer that right now. And so, did you pick up on that?
A few times, yeah.
Yeah. So, what is worse? Fuck or I don't know.
Yeah, yours.
Yeah, really? Yeah.
Because you don't know if she's mad at you or mad at something
exactly.
else.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. So,
fuck is clear.
You got that one.
All right. I think that's two I got.
Is this what?
Yeah. All right. You're on the right team. Don't worry.
All right.
Let me mention this, please. Today's show, it's brought to you by Tweaked Audio. Tweaked Audio's pro-quality earbuds come in 4 styles, 7 colors. They're designed for great sound, superior noise reduction, and durability. If you have these Tweaked Audio earbuds, let me tell you, you will hear every breath and mouth move of Danny. Every single one.
Wait, I think that was anti-commercial.
Nothing will get past you. That's okay. You're
but
human.
But in high fidelity.
It lets people know you're human. The lifetime warranty ensures peace of mind. Go to tweakedaudio.com and save 33% with KATG at checkout. Tweakedaudio.com. Do me a favor and check them out. Speaking of International Women's Day, a firestorm has been set off over a pair of men's trousers at a British apparel company. A British apparel company.
Wow, sounds like he lied a lot. His pants were on fire. Thank you.
Let me tell you when... Nah, forget it.
Good. This I want to forget it because it sounds like it would be anti-me, the next comment.
I think it would have been, like you say, when I'm in the... It made me think about Danny and when Danny throws out jokes throughout the day.
Yes.
And he has the mind of a comedian. And, you know, I'll be working, he'll say something, and I'll hear it. I think you should know this, Danny. I'll hear it, and I'll go, you know, that was amusing to me. But if you don't see me falling right. over my yes. chair, I'm sorry, I'm a piece of shit. And then I don't have time to acknowledge that.
He's waiting for the yuck yuck hut reaction.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, he thinks it's a Def Jam.
I'm very...
And he takes out the box cutter, and I don't have time to react to that. And it keeps getting worse and worse until he's on a noose. I got to take him down and go, Danny, I heard you. Everything's good. Calm down.
I have low self-esteem. So.
Do I? No, I don't.
I'm a piece of shit. I don't know.
I don't have to have low
Who
self-esteem.
Fucking cares?
I don't even deserve esteem.
Let's go. I'll see myself out. You want me to shut the curtain all the way on my way out?
I can choke myself with it as
oh,
I
stink.
It.
So Eeyore.
Thanks for noticing.
Well, here's pair of pants, the clothing company put in the instructions on how to wash it. Machine wash warm, said the instructions. And then it said, or give it to your woman, it's her job. This is on the tag.
I feel like they're just trying to get in the news.
You know,
it's just, what?
Why even let them have it?
A female journalist saw this. She tweeted it. She is not pleased about the company that sold these pants called Madhouse. The ensuing controversy has divided the citizenry into two camps, those who thought it was hilarious, with some asking how they can buy a pair, and those who found it offensive. And she writes, now, I am the type of person who could stomach and often smile along with a touch of what has just become known as casual sexual banter.
What?
No,
this sounds like a press release than a news right. article.
I'm not saying if these tags are right or wrong. This girl is not fun to hang out with, I'll tell you that. Usually sexist jibe statements or even t-shirt logos have some kind of juvenile or puerile humor to them. There's more often than not a slight hint of tongue-in-cheek that allows most women to just pass off the remark or slogan as stupid banter, even if they are seething inside. There was no attempt at wit, and unlike the Topman t-shirts, which offended so many with their brazen slogans to be worn across young men's chests, this was a hidden message, or rather an order, intended to encourage women to reassume their once proper place in the home.
Did I miss something? Is this person's job or this is just a regular
She's
comment?
A journalist.
She's a journalist who found it in a pair of her pants.
She's just a stupid bitch. She found these pants and she's getting on a high horse and it's just too much. And this isn't just a funny joke. This is telling women you have to wash these pants and the man is going to make you. Let me tell you something. This tag isn't going to make a man be able to tell her woman anything. It's either already going on and you don't need that tag to do it, or nothing's going to change because you had a normal relationship and you came across a funny tag. I think this is my in.
It's one of those, like, do you go there or do you not go there? And as a journalist, do you really want to spend some time writing about this guy who's, to me, trying to get attention?
Well, as much as the pants company wanted to be noticed, I'm sure she wanted to be noticed, too. So, like, tweet about nothing. to...
You know what, Patrice? Good point.
She doesn't care. She probably didn't even own the pants. The pants for men. Why is she walking around with men's pants? She was probably washing them.
That's what it is. Like, don't tell me.
Don't get offended after the fact.
Yeah, if you, it's like when you see somebody washing your dishes. You walk past them, you go, wash my dishes.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's like, I was, but you don't got to do that.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it, but because I wanted to, not because you just said.
Hmm.
Right. Madhouse has said that this tag, it's very funny and brilliant, but then they also said they're not the ones who designed the tag. They didn't know these tags were on the pants, sure. And they're going to get rid of them. Everybody can relax. They didn't know. It was definitely a mistake, and we apologize for this, although you can also find us saying it's hilarious.
Yeah, well, because when does your business go that far away from you? It's sort of a fear of mine of, like, I have trouble letting go of certain tasks that I have right now because I wonder at what point do you let go of enough tasks where your business just escaped from you and you have a case where, like, you know, your accountant runs away with your money or your interns have been answering all the questions very stupidly because you don't have time to check on their dumb shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, when does your relationship end?
We'll take some seltzer, please.
Shut up.
And we'll take some water.
That was my best whisper. You know I don't have one.
Thank you. We mentioned this for the... Thank you. Here's something else, Danny. Hold on. Sit back down.
I'll do.
Oh, boy.
After Danny talks with you or something, he's always waiting for more. And I feel very... Do you know what I mean? I think I can handle this better somehow, and I'd like to figure out how.
Say, that'll be all, Jeeves. Oh. I'm totally kidding.
That was the first time I saw Danny defeated in this room.
I'm sorry.
Do you know what I mean?
Like,
am I making it like...
No, I don't want to... This sounds so stupid.
Go ahead.
Go, girl.
Thank you. It's Female Empowerment Day, and
it's
I am
It's
empowered.
Their day. Let them do that.
I don't want to let you guys down. I don't want to screw up. I want you to... feel like you made a good decision by taking me on as an intern.
I do. I absolutely do.
That's good.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you about all the interns we have. Only one of them is in charge of Ask an Intern.
That's true.
You know who that is?
That's me.
That's Cursing Michael. I decided against it. No, Danny, it's you. Believe in yourself. Okay. Now go give me water. Thank you.
I'll be back.
Thank you.
Get some for yourself, too.
You've earned it.
You click like
you've earned it. All right. So here's what I was going to say. Just be sure with your comedy and with doing things in our office. Just be sure of yourself. That's what I want you to get out of this internship. You believing in yourself more. You have it in you. I see it. I don't care if your girlfriend sees it or not. I see it, and I need it to shine. Okay? See that shirt you're wearing, the Amazing Spider-Man? You be the Spider-Man. I'm so sick of seeing this Peter Parker day in and day. I want to see Spider-Man. Go swing and get me some water.
He did not just tell this motherfucker to be Spider-Man.
He could be Spider-Man.
I had a similar issue than Danny. When I first started working, I would always be the more meager, meek, I don't know, because I would second guess myself, but longer than your average person probably does. You know, Keith, you talked about when you first get hired at a waiter job, your first day is a little awkward and weird, but by the end of the week, you own the joint. You know, you're just walking around like, you know what you're doing. It would take me so much longer than that because I didn't want to step on anyone who's already been there for a long time. I didn't want to make a mistake. So I would err on
the side of caution as opposed to just jumping right in and getting the rhythm.
Yeah, and I would envy people so much that could just jump into their job and be like, what, da, 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 and they're like loud already. And it's like, how do you know where to be loud? And it really, and I think that's what internships are actually good for. None of our interns ever got school credit for anything.
To learn the social skills of an office setting. Yeah.
Even though we're not a normal office space and, you know, we're really just in one room together, I do think it's a way to... get used to people sort of telling you what to do and how to respond, mm-hmm. So it's good because it has no if you lose your job, you're not losing, you know, a big portion of your life. You know, it's right. Like a good testing ground.
Right. We're gonna fix him. Now don't ask him what's taking so long for water.
I don't know. I think he passed out in the kitchen just from like, being too hard.
Take the water we already have. Don't make water. Thank you.
You're an ass, Keith.
So we were talking about the Keith and the Girl 7-year anniversary. And Chemda said, listen, here's what we'd like to do
for
the month leading up to the 7th year anniversary. Thank you very much, Dan.
We gave a challenge starting March 7th. I'm sorry, February 7th. Okay. So March 7th was just our anniversary. We wanted to see if we can get 100 signups to the VIP program in that 1 month, which obviously would help us a lot. And, you know, obviously we also want, you know, outside of this month to get people to sign up. But that was the challenge. Can we get 100 people, which is not normal, in 1 month? And my fear is I have to post how many people. What if we don't get to it? Mm-hmm. What if this is not the right thing to do? Yeah. I don't want people to know how many. I bet people think we get 1,000 signups a day.
And then don't bother because they think someone else has it covered. Yeah.
But I'm like, oh, are we anti, you know, boasting when we say we need 100 a day? Now everybody, 100 in a month. Now everybody knows we don't get 1,000 in a month. You know what I mean? But I was like, fuck it. You know, that's a lot. And I want to see if we can make this challenge. So yesterday was the last day of the 100 signups.
Okay.
Not only did we make 100.
Oh, shit.
Thanks to our dear listeners. 151
new VIP members. Huge.
Good job, kids.
Huge.
Chemda wrote, you guys have surpassed our expectations and we are thrilled. Much love. Thank you very much for signing up and spreading the word. How nice is that? So there you have it. Thank you guys very much. It's very fun to hear. As part of your VIP membership, of course, you get Chemda's new shows. The What's My Name shows, I think there's, 23 now?
Yeah.
You know, never mind. You get Keith and the Girl TVs. You get Keith and the Girl Beginnings. You know, all this other stuff, including every Keith and the Girl show ever made. But also her show that people are loving. The newest one just came out. You heard the trailer yesterday. It's number 23, Burn Down the Ground. Cambry Cruz talks about growing up with deaf parents, her relationship with her dad who was in jail for attempted murder, and the memoir she wrote about it all. And people writing in right away, I love this episode. Hearing about someone like Cambry makes me wonder how she can take the rest of us seriously with our minuscule problems and our limited cultural exposure. I bet she wouldn't be too pleased with me if I complained about dropping soup. Her book is great too. The book, of course, being called the same as the title, Burn Down the Ground. Where's another comment I had right here? Here, I don't know. People love it.
Blame Danny.
Danny.
Come on, Spider-Man.
Danny. Oh. I need you to be Spider-Man and not Peter Parker. Who did my show notes? Peter Parker or Spider-Man?
Lucas.
Lucas did it.
Wow, way to throw your new buddy
under
the bus.
I like under the express bus.
I like it, Spider-Man.
It's Venom, Spider-Man.
He's the one with the black suit. I know that one.
Yeah. But she just wanted to say that because she knows that any other time she would have been clueless at this conversation.
But why Black Spider-Man? Because you're the one that did it.
I'm sorry, Black History Month was last
it's
month.
True, it's you true. My late. Month is over, but it is Women's History Day.
But check out her shows. People love them. That's my point. I just don't have the notes in front of me, but believe me, they do. You can see everything on the forums that I'm talking about. But Chemda's shows are so good.
Thank you.
And you have to hear them. You really have to. Here's a note from Allison Pound. You remember her. She opened up one of my stand-up shows, won the Open for Keith Malley contest 1 year. Today is Keith and the Girl's 7th anniversary, she wrote about yesterday. I have been in a relationship with Keith and the Girl longer than with my husband, and while I didn't marry Keith and the Girl, I may have if it had been legal. But if they let us marry podcast, the next step will be marrying goats, right? I was lucky enough to win their annual stand-up contest and perform stand-up, for the first time, I might add, in New York City opening for Keith Malley. I've wasted many hours in their chat, and their voices have been the soundtrack to many memories. Is that offensive, Danny? You showed your penis in the chat. She's acting like she's wasting time there.
Oh, my.
He never has anything to say for that one.
Well, then, I didn't know it that was going
what on. Can you say? You know, what
poor
can you say?
Judgment.
Take you. I don't. I like it. It
he's
defines
an intern
you.
And he'll take
I wish it didn't define me, though. That's
oh, right.
Problem.
I see what you're saying. Isn't that a shame? A guy can't just show his dick.
No. I'm not. I'm at fault here. I just wish I hadn't done it. I'm not saying people are wrong to associate me with flashing my penis in the chat room one time. That they should. That's what they're inclined to do. I shouldn't have done it in the first place.
Well, not only did you show, but you were jerking off.
But I was never.
Were you drunk or showboating?
Neither.
You were petty. You were petty.
I was getting it up to presentable.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Why am I asking? I don't want to know this.
Yeah, but in front of us. You know, you present it behind the scenes.
It was behind the scenes.
Okay. Maybe I remember what I want to remember.
And then once my prize pig was ready, I took her out to the fair.
You had a bow on it. Thank you, Keith and the Girl. Thank you for being unique, entertaining, enlightening, empowering, and for launching my comedy career, is in quotes. She's part of a group I know. I know themindiddlers.com. You can see what she does. She says, I can honestly say I don't think I would be where I am without your influence. Thank you, guys. Love to you both and the fantastic women in your lives. Let's do another Poconos trip, okay? Mm-hmm. I have some new drinking games to teach Keith, and this time I'll bring my own cookies. Oh, F you, Scott. FYSY.
Oh, my God.
I thought that was interesting. You know what I came across the other day? My buddy Scott Perez Fox has a video on YouTube about him eating those cookies. They're called digestives.
That motherfucker.
Those English cookies.
Mm-hmm. Why are they called digestives? Doesn't biscuits. That sound like smooth move tea and that kind of thing?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Weird.
They're not very sugary usually. They're more like a biscuity with tea kind of idea.
See, you just named other words. Biscuity
right.
would be a word other than digestives.
If you don't know the story I'm talking about, Scott Perez Fox and these cookies, listen to show number 1533. Then come back and you'll hear what's going on. But he has a video of him showing why these cookies are so good. And I got to be honest, I finally understand why he didn't offer these cookies that he didn't pay for to somebody else. He wouldn't share the cookies that he didn't pay for to somebody who was sick and just wanted something to eat.
Oh God.
And he goes, no, I don't want to open them yet. So now he has a video. I don't think these are the exact same cookies, but it's the same company. And he has this video where he's showing you how to properly eat digestives. And you dip it all in the milk. I'll tell you how to do it.
These are like cookies you get at your nana's house. These aren't real cookies that you buy.
You buy. No,
I mean,
you buy
can purchase them, but typically they're experienced at one's nana's.
Probably. Like, yeah. So what you do is you have these cookies and you open them up just so, apparently. Mm-hmm. And you. Now, I understand I'm not doing the video justice because this is like me telling you how to tie a shoe.
Right.
When a picture would paint 1,000 words.
Exactly.
So, but you take the cookie between your thumb and your index finger and you dip it all the way into the milk.
Getting your glove wet?
Then you lift. Then you lift it up and you let the milk drip down a little bit.
They're the cookies that get like soaked all the way through in 2 seconds and end up in the fucking teacup.
No. That's why there's a video, Patrice.
You gotta hurry dip on those bitches.
You hurry dip, but then you can take your time a little bit. I think they're a little thicker than you're thinking. Then you do a second dip.
I'm just gonna eat it. I'm not going through all that.
But you don't know what you're doing. You're making me and Scott sick to say that. Mm. So then you dip it in again and then let it drip and then you eat it and And you know what?
It's like sex, right?
Right.
You know what's like sex? Sex.
You know what? The way I'm seeing him eat this cookie, who needs sex? Who the fuck needs sex? I don't need women hassle if I'm coming over these cookies.
Cookie won't chase you up the bed.
That's right. I'll take a massage now. No cookie. You know what I mean? You're a fucking cookie.
I really need to find out what kind of cookies these are because I've had digestive cookies before and I've been cool. It hasn't been that much of an experience.
Oh, classic. I cleared my throat. I don't know if I sound any different. And Patrice and Danny just ran out of the room.
Weird, right?
Very weird. All right, we're back. And I'm not done talking about this Scott Perez Fox video, by the way. I want to read some comments that are on the page. But we started recording this part of the show and just as it was about to start, we have a firebox, an interface that goes from the mixer to the computer. It just popped and smoke started pouring out of it.
It was such a weird sound.
Someone asked, if you have any advice for somebody that wants to go into podcasting, what would you tell them? Don't. It's ridiculous. Don't do it. You would think everything would be so easy. So we're going to try different things, see how the sound is for this show, see how the sound is for tomorrow's show. It's an experiment as we go along. I'm using a $80 little, recorder plugged right out of the earphone jack of the mixer. And we're going to see what happens. So that new Mac, I don't know what to do with the new Mac now. New Mac for sale. New Mac for sale.
I'm going to try to return it because that just seems sick.
There's got
to
be something.
Yeah.
Hey, new iPod's out. Oh, how about you fix the old one? Well, anyway, here's some comments on Scott Perez Fox's cookie video. Digestives. Two likes and zero dislikes, by the way. So nobody disliked this. You would think. And then you read the comments. You're one sad cunt.
What?
Here's another one. You're the sad one for not knowing. Oh, no. Somebody else wrote this. You're the sad one for not knowing the difference between Y-O-U-R and Y-O-U apostrophe R-E. Grammar school for you.
Gotta say that is sad.
You spent so much time learning how many times to dunk a fucking biscuit, you legend. Here's another one. Why don't you make another video about it? That one I liked. Why don't you make another video about it? And I'm wondering why the camera woman didn't try a digestive biscuit as well. It seems like bad journalism to me. She tried. He slapped her hand. No, 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 no. I only have 10 packs. No, 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 no. So we'll have this video, like I said, on our website until Scott takes it down.
Okay, on our forums?
Right.
Okay.
So it's right there. Tyler Durden wrote in, and he says, Keith and the girl, I love your show. Love it. Have listened since almost the beginning. But I got to ask you to move on from the Limbaugh thing, talking about Rush Limbaugh, the big fat idiot.
How long were we talking about that for? 2 days, three max?
That's what I think.
And it didn't take up the whole episode.
That doesn't mean 3 hours talking about Rush Limbaugh.
Right.
It's not funny at all. 3 days in a row. I know that Keith has become a radical leftist from living in New York City, but at least his rants are usually funny. This one doesn't have any comic relief to it at all. Very untrue, by the way. Very untrue. When I'm talking about that fat slug moving around New York, leaving a trail of slime, it's a lair. Not to mention he was missing the point of the conservative view anyway, which has nothing to do with Rush Limbaugh, but everything to do with paying more money out and perpetuating the nanny state. I'm talking about Rush Limbaugh. That's what I'm talking about. He's saying, well, there's nothing to do. What has nothing to do with Rush Limbaugh? Rush Limbaugh? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I'm still stuck on someone calling you a diehard liberal.
Anyway, I had no intention of going on a political ideology, because as I said, not funny. Not to be so negative, let me say again, love the show, pretty much all the guests except for the Neffles. That's like listening to NPR.
Oh, wow.
More really? Pat Dixon, maybe? J-Fod? Thanks, take care.
Really? Molly Neffel, who talks about her sex life,
right,
is like listening to NPR? I gotta listen to more NPR then.
I'll listen to NPR. It sounds like it changed.
But by the way, if I was a conservative, which I am clearly not, although Keith, you have a lot of conservative views, a lot,
and I think I would stop a lot of crime.
Well, you're insane sometimes on how conservative you are.
This world's insane, but go on.
So I find that really hard to believe that he just decided that you're liberal, but okay.
Right.
I guess just to shit on Rush Limbaugh puts a liberal face on you. You know what I mean? But if I was a conservative person and I listened to that most current thing of what Rush said, or if I were to listen to Rush in general,
right,
I'd be like, please stop being on the conservative side.
Right. You're representing us.
Yeah. I would not want Rush representing my conservative side if I were a conservative, because like you said, it's so over the top, it's so joke-like, it's so extreme that it's just, get off my side. So I'm not crushing the conservative views of Rush. I'm saying it's so goddamn stupid. And I would say the same thing about people being too liberal. When you push one end too far, you become so ridiculous that no one can take your side seriously.
To say I'm ultra anything, I'm not even ultra Dawn. You know, I'm not even ultra dishwashing liquid. I'm ultra.
You're ultra party super party is the only thing.
Right. He's obviously using ultra as a bad word. And to say I'm ultra liberal means he's ultra conservative. He heard, you know, me say something about Rush Limbaugh and it was immediately on the defense.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately being defensive. While you and New York City and stop attacking us and the issue isn't even the issue you brought up. I'm like, no, you're just, this. It's a knee-jerk reaction. That's what it is. This other person wrote on the forums, he said, seems like the last few weeks have been a lot more hateful to conservatives and people of faith. I've been listening since day one. You can see my join date. I've been lurking on the forums since 2006. What's with all the hate? Can we even try to see other viewpoints?
Well, I do think that if you were a listener from the start, I could see people deciding that you lost your religion throughout these last 7 years.
Perhaps.
Because when we first started, you were questioning your religion, but you still highly believed, and especially the whole Jesus thing. Even when you lost some of your religion, you still held on to Jesus, and then it was later on that you called yourself an atheist. So I think that's a good point in seeing another end of things. I think that makes you capable of looking at some other side of things. But also, I don't know, we're just randomly stating the opinion of things that are happening in the news right now, and we happen to be on that side of things.
Yeah, I mean, the only religion thing that I talked about during the Rush Limbaugh thing, I know I was talking about when a saint's heart was kept in a church and it ended up being stolen. It was removed from its cage, but there was no evidence of break-in. and they know somebody stole it. And to me, I'm like, don't you read the Bible? The saint came down, he took his heart back. Like, you read the Bible, all these amazing things happen, but they don't really believe it. That's the way it seems to me. When I would talk about Abraham, oh, beautiful story, Abraham went to kill his son because an angel told him to. But now, and I use this example, you turn on the news and a mom drowns six of her kids and says, I did it because God told me to. Everybody, no matter how religious, says, whoa, you're insane and we're frying you. Isn't there a chance God did speak to her? No, that's ridiculous, but I'll see you Sunday. I did say that. Now, if that's an ultra position, I don't know what to tell you.
I love that example, and I don't think you're shitting on religion. I think you're almost doing the opposite. You're saying, hey, what about if you believe this religion, maybe look into believing that Jesus talked to this woman. Right.
I like to think I'm pretty open to others who don't believe or think like me. I would have to be to listen so long, he writes, but seems like it's getting harder to listen. And I wrote, you know what? That's why we have forums. What's up? I sincerely want to know what hit you the wrong way. Not that it'll affect how I think, but it could. That's fun. I got an email saying the same type of thing about me being disgusted with Rush Limbaugh and how I'm ultra liberal. I couldn't care less about politics, I wrote. How that isn't clear, I don't know. So what part was too much? I don't care. I don't know what Super Tuesday means, what it is, delegates. I don't care. I don't care. I don't want to know. I won't read a long email about it. Doesn't matter to me. The world's fucked. It's going to keep getting fucked. I don't care. I don't have a side. I see something ridiculous, I'm going to say. And apparently this time it was your turn, I guess. I guess. This person writes, I'm surprised that he's surprised that Keith and the girl has a liberal slant. Plus, with the Nephils on, it's bound to get super liberal. I don't know. Here's one, Blitzgow saying, I have a feeling it's Limbaugh in addition to the Kirk Cameron banana discussion that got... Now, this person said why a banana proves that there is a God. Now, I can't say that's ridiculous or I'm ultra-Satan because he also mentions people of faith in this complaint. But on the religion front, Keith and Henda have been openly secular, for lack of a better term, since the beginning of the show. And then I wrote, what are you going to do? That's religious conservative douchebags for you. So I don't know. I don't know where people hear. So it's a knee-jerk reaction. If you think I'm ultra-liberal, check yourself. Because you're about to wreck yourself. Oh, you boy. Are ultra-conservative. And you don't know it. You're not listening to another viewpoint. And that you can like any of these people running for president on the Republican side is goddamn ridiculous. If you can't admit that, never write me a letter again. It's laughable. I wonder what idiot I want to follow today. That's ridiculous. Here's a letter blogging about Keith's stance on bullying and just generally loving the show. Hi, Keith and Kenda. 28 years old. I give a published collection of shit pictures about this email.
Wow.
You might remember me as the guy who interviewed you for Stuff Magazine and sat with you on the London Live show. I blogged about show 1547 that you did, which was the most emotional show for me as a listener for 5 years standing.
Wow.
You might remember me. I was bullied for about 6 years when I was at school.
Can you imagine just, you know, when you say 6 years, that is a long time to go to school and worry.
I have been bullied for about 6 years. Oh, by the way, a bully is writing in right now and saying, I think you take the other side too much. I was bullied for about 6 years when I was at school, and the effect stuck with me even now. Keith's, quote, be the protagonist of your own life rant really struck me. It's something kids really need to hear. Anyway, congratulations on 7 years. I wrote about this if you want to see. Brokenbottleboy.tumblr.com. And you'll see what he's talking about. Peace, love, and Keith and the girl, Mick.
I also believe we reblogged it. So if you go to officialktg.tumblr.com, it's probably reblogged on there.
There you have it. Well, thank you very much. It was an important thing to me. And if you didn't hear it, I think you should hear it, especially if you're bullied or somebody you know is. It's ridiculous what goes on. It really is. I noticed we were in The Onion. You know The Onion, the fake newspaper. They also have a section called the AV Club, and that part isn't fake news. They talk about and interview movers and shakers, and we're in it, so it's very exciting. Of course, I love The Onion. As much attention that has been devoted to comedy podcasts lately, they're not a new phenomenon, this says. Case in point, Keith Malney and Hemda of Keith and the Girl celebrated their podcast 7th anniversary this week. The New York-based pair, who used to date, debuted its comedy podcast back in the comedy podcast Dark Ages of 2005. Then it goes on for a little bit. The discussions are lively, like it's West Coast podcast brethren. Keith and the Girl has the feel of a prototype stand-up routine, but unlike newer West Coast podcasts, it has more than 1,500 episodes of experience that makes for a tighter, smarter, and to some degree, less pretentious show.
Yeah, and if you read the rest of the article, what's really truly exciting about it, obviously the excitement is that they wrote about us because we love The Onion, but what's exciting is that they obviously listened to at least a couple of shows and really gave a review of what happens on the episodes in particular and also in general on our shows, and that was so cool. So we're asking everybody to read it and also repost it, and it's on our Tumblr again, and it's so exciting.
This is how it ends. It says, episode 1546 covers everything newsworthy this week, from Mally checking out this year's Oscar-winning films and being underwhelmed, to the controversy surrounding Rush Limbaugh, with Khalili noting, Limbaugh has always been this way, so why are advertisers just now pulling out?
Yikes, we're being quoted.
Oh, look at that. The Onion liked the Rush Limbaugh talk. Those liberal sons of bitches. Here's a letter. Okay, you got me. This is from Amanda. My name is Amanda, I'm 32, straight, 34 double D, and I've been shitting all day before writing this email. I wrote Kemda a while back, telling her about my inability to access her What's My Name show. The only way to get the show is to have the VIP membership. So I explained my situation. I've been a listener to Keith and the Girl since the beginning, and I save all shows. I have all the Keith and the Girl TV episodes. I've purchased all the live shows. So the only benefit to me subscribing to VIP would be to get her show. As sad as it is, I cannot afford $15 a month when I can barely buy groceries each month. I've purchased everything in your store and have donated a few times, and I've had some extra money. I even have 2 Keith and the Girl tattoos. I don't mind paying to listen to the What's My Name show, but I just couldn't justify the cost. Kemda wrote me back and said that alternatives were being considered. I left it at that and hoped that someday there would be another way. Then I watched the interview between Kemda and her brother Andrew. I shook my head when I realized it didn't matter that I purchased all that I could or donated a little here and there. Those things don't sustain your show or provide you with a paycheck. You absolutely should be paid for what you have provided for the past 7 years and continue to provide. So I am officially a Keith and the Girl VIP member. I will have to cut a few things from my grocery list in order to afford it, but that's okay because, let's face it, I could lose a few pounds.
Oh, goodness.
Every listener should watch the interview with Andrew. It absolutely was the thing that turned me around to becoming a VIP. Go to Mixergy.com, M-I-X-E-R-G-Y.com, and you'll see the video. It's a video, and you'll be able to see Andrew and Kemda talking to each other, and it's all the behind-the-scenes stuff, if it interests you. But anybody disgusted with our VIP format, check that out.
It's actually available in video, audio, and a transcription.
Keith and Kemda, I was wrong, you are right, and I apologize. Keith and the Girl for life, Amanda.
Can I just quickly say, we are totally not shitting on people who have bought stuff from our store, obviously, and have donated in the past. I did mention in the Mixergy interview that the VIP gives us a solid ground to walk on, so that, you know, when you donate and when you buy things from our store, it even pushes us to another level, and it gives us the bonus to, you know, to buy this new equipment and that, and so everything adds up. Right. The VIP gives us a ground. Does right. that make sense? I think I explained that in the Mixergy interview.
I know I had an expensive audio interface on my desk and it just exploded. I know that. Does that fit in there? Today's show, don't forget, it's brought to you by Tweaked Audio. Tweaked Audio's pro quality earbuds come in 4 styles and 7 colors that are designed for great sound, superior noise reduction, and durability. Picture it this way. The first half of the show you just heard is with regular headphones. This part is with Tweaked Audio. Bless you. You heard that, right? That's Tweaked Audio quality. The lifetime warranty ensures peace of mind. Go to tweakedaudio.com and save 33% with code KATG at checkout. Tweakedaudio.com. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Thanks. KeithandTheGirl.com.